All right, welcome to the show. You're listening to Starseed Radio. Thanks for tuning in. Today is Friday, February 12th, 2016. Hope everybody has been having a great week out there. This is Jonah Bolt, your host, the Octorian Starseed, and we are broadcasting live to Spaceship Earth and beyond. We have a great show lined up for you today. We're going to be joined by the gentleman from the Angel News Network talking about news from a 5D perspective. We're going to be joined by Joel and also by Philip Collins from the Angel News Network. Check out theangelnewsnetwork.com. Before we get started with the show, just want to give a shout out to starseedradio.com. You can always find new articles up there. We're always posting up everything on our Twitter feed as well as our Facebook page. Check us out on iTunes, also on Instagram. We're on many different social media outlets to get the word out there as best you can. Also, check out starseedtechnologies.com. We have lots of good information we'd love to send you on free energy information as well as free shungite. Or you can call us at toll-free 888-400-2328 anytime. Leave us a voicemail if we can't get to you. And the last website to check out is starseedgold.com. It's an amazing new bartering and gold exchange system. It works just like a bank account, except it's on gold. Check out starseedgold.com or also call us and we can help you set up a free account today. 888-400-2328. With that, we're going to get the show started with our daily quote. This one is more of a fun fact, but I thought it'd be perfect to read for today. Did you know that a 20-second hug releases the bonding hormone and neurotransmitter oxytocin, which is a natural antidepressant? That's right. So make sure if you hug someone, make it at least 20 seconds to help them release that natural antidepressant. All right, going to get the show started now. Welcome the gentleman from Angel News Network, Philip Collins and Joel Anastasia. Gentlemen, thank you for coming on, Star Brothers. How are you today?
Good, John. How are you?
Doing good. Broadcasting live from San Jose, Costa Rica. So we're back in the jungle and things are looking pretty good. So glad to be back on the air with you both. And as always, look forward to the teaching and the wisdom coming through today. And maybe you can give us a little overview and who will be coming through in the councils and maybe what the topics will be.
Yeah, this is Philip speaking. This is the year of the Starseed, 2016. So we want to pay attention to the synchronicity of this is Starseed Radio, and this is the year of the Starseed, and we're going to get into that. I'm going to read an opening statement that will take about 5 minutes from Archangel Uriel. Then I'm going to go into trance, and actually for the first time ever, we're going to bring in the energies of the Starseed Council of 12, the 12 Starseeds that seeded this planet. So let's all take a deep breath and just begin to listen and integrate the macro-micro relationship at this Valentine time, at this time of energy, as we're hugging one another and transferring love back and forth to each other. As many of you know, this beautiful planet Earth was seeded by 12 different star systems, bringing the highest qualities of each star system into our earthly plane. We are a grand experiment of learning to love, the love of diversity of the universe. Our planet at present is within the final 2,000-year cycle, beginning 2012, to ascend into a higher state of vibration, thus consciousness. It is our divine destiny to evolve into we consciousness in order to create a new world paradigm of equality, harmony, and balance. This is a personal process of inside out, not outside in. No matter how the outside world may appear in upheaval and chaos, clearing and cleansing itself, this ascension process is taking place for those of us who choose it through our freedom of choice and will by healing the relationship with self, self-reflecting all there is. The year 2016 began with an unprecedented force of higher realm star energies to support the above process. Now, within each month of this year, each one of the 12 star systems that seeded our planet will be firmly present to further support our ascension process. This message will be a recap of the first 2 months of January and February, later being followed by the other months and their respective star systems as the year calendar unfolds and star energies further integrate. We shall monthly be reviewing star systems such as Arcturian, Lyrian, Bootes, Orion, Aquarius, Andromeda, and some yet unknown systems to be revealed. We shall review each month that it is revealed from the higher realms perspective. Before we begin by star seeding January and February, let us briefly discuss what being a human starseed and lightworker Wayshore really means. Starseeds are those of us who presently reside on planet Earth, but know within our higher self that our origins are not from this planet. Starseeds often have a connection with the starseed from which they came. Lightworkers, Wayshowers, are those on Earth that will tend to be starseeds whose sole plan includes, through their talents and gifts, accomplishing higher good work of the universal infinite intelligence and spreading that applied knowledge into wisdom and acceptance of the innate positive powers of humans and other higher realms possess that indeed include you, dear Jonah. Lightworkers, Wayshowers are most often starseeds due to our inherent need to find the positive powers of the universe and to share them, such as through Starseed Radio. This allows teachings of the powers that manifest eternal good. We Lightworkers, Wayshowers' main mission is to teach others that there are different forces than those currently of the density of humanity. We know the present state of humanity is a teaching tool, allowing us to evolve, ascend, transmute into a higher being of consciousness. So those of us who know we are starseeds will, or at present, gravitating towards teaching the universal truths of lightworkers and wayshores, intending the betterment of humanity until we unite, ascend into oneness, dear ones, with ourselves, our star worlds from which we came. The initial monthly descriptions will present a brief description of what is happening and why without an overload of information. For those of you who wish to have more information about the star systems, please know that it is available through your cyberspace, which was gifted to you from the archangelic realm of Uriel, from whence this message comes. Let us now discuss the January, which was the Sirian, the Sirius starseed. The first 2 months of the new year, creating the new you and world, were filled with the Sirius star energies. Sirius is the brightest star within our heavens and has often been called the stargate of our world, since it always has played a major role in the evolutionary process of this planet and our galactic history. Many of our past advanced civilizations, such as Lemurian, Atlantean, or Egyptian, contain crystal vibrational energy from Sirius. These energies brought social structure and wisdom that allowed the construction, the powerful construction, of electromagnetic plants, such as the Great Pyramids, throughout the planet. These assertive energies to affect change were strongly felt throughout our emotional, mental, and bodies during the entire month of January, and we know many of you have been feeling those emotionally, mentally, and physically. Now, February. This is the Palladian energy. The assertive Sirius energies began to lift in February as the gentler Palladian energies arrived in February, the month of love, allowing the human believing mental body to move more into service to the knowing heart. The Palladian energies have perfected the expression of unconditional love and equality, harmony, and balance, reflecting within self and outpicturing into society as a whole. These energies allow the balance of the emotional, mental, and physical bodies, transmuting us into multidimensionality. This energy is more feminine, while the Sirius is more masculine. The peace and sharing focus of this energy is all about healing the past and present, allowing focus on the present. The presence of this energy and all other star energies throughout this year is facilitating the genetic transmutation of the human DNA and chakras from a carbon-based reality into crystalline light. That is all I wish to share. I'm going to begin to go into trance as I hand it over to Joel.
So while Philip goes into trance, we'll just wait one moment. He doesn't take long before the entities come through. He's going to be channeling the Starseed Council of 12. This is the first time that we know that the Starseed Council of 12 has come through to us, human beings.
Greetings, beloved humans on planet Earth. We come to you for the first time in your recorded history. During this period of love force energy coming into your planet, we come in on the wave of love, which is the reason you have decided to be an aspect of this particular planet. As has been read to you earlier within this sharing, you all came from 12 different star systems. You can begin to learn what those star systems are through your resonance and your discernment in order to seed this particular planet. This was a magnificent divine experiment unlike any other within the universe. We, the Starseed Council of 12, representing each of these star systems, came together and brought our forces in combination with other higher realms, such as archangelics, to create what you call planet Earth at this time. You all have created and agreed upon a human contract to learn what you need to learn through the process of being human. But we 12 star seeds have always been with you, dear ones. We will further reveal ourselves through your monthly calendar throughout this year, 2016, and you may wish to directly connect with us at that time. But since the format of this particular show is your current events and what's actually happening within your 3D world, we're going to begin to open up this into a divine discussion so that we may interface with you and give you a higher perspective of what is happening, why you're choosing to have this experience as a learning tool in order to transcend the density of being human and to move into a higher state of consciousness. Many of you will decide to return to the star systems that you came from. Many of you will remain on this particular planet as it transmutes into a star itself and becomes, in effect, a 13th star system, amalgamating the 12 star systems that seeded it. It will be this 13th star that will bring this electromagnetic energy and consciousness out into the universe to affect changes within your universe, beginning with your solar system, with the configurations of planets that you're lining up and experiencing right now, within the galaxy systems of these systems amalgamating and lining up to the positions of their black holes, and how all of this cosmic movement, if you will, is affecting you on this particular planet because you are a oneness energy aspect of all of this. So let us just begin in our divine discussion, discussing what's happening in your world and where you need further guidance and support, knowing we are always with you. Welcome, dear ones, to the Starseed year of 2016. We of the Starseed Council of 12, coming to you on your so-called Starseed Radio, connecting with the individuated soul plans, your purpose in being here, of all of the people who created, originated, and are an aspect of this Starseed Radio communication. Welcome, dear ones.
Well, let me throw a welcome back to you. Thank you so much for coming in and joining us.
It is our divine pleasure, dear ones.
You know, it's sort of exciting, and that piece by Uriel contains so much information. We don't want to overwhelm the audience, but I guess I did want to ask a couple of basic questions. You may feel as though you have already answered it, but could you just tell us what the mission of the Starseed Council of 12 is one more time?
It oversees the activity of each of the star systems that seeded this planet, realizing these are not all the star systems in reality within the universe, of course, but we work in concert, balancing our energies with what is taking place of the evolutionary path of your planet. Each one of our star systems, if you will, brings a responsibility to this particular planet. That is why we have briefly begun to discuss the masculine energy of Sirius and the feminine energy of Palladian, which is coming in at this particular time. There are volumes and volumes and volumes of information on each of these star systems available to you, as was explained to you, through your cyberspace, which was gifted to humanity from the archangelic realm of Uriel, where this message of the 12 star seeds came initially through, dear one. Does that help you?
Yes. Now, some of our listeners may have heard what you said for the first time, that Earth was seeded by 12 star systems, and you referred to it as a divine experiment. Could you just tell us briefly why, what the divine experiment is, and why Earth was seeded by the 12 star systems?
This February month of love, your February month of love, is mirroring the building block, the highest vibration of creation within the universe, which is the vibration of love. So this particular planet was created with we 12 star systems to have the learning and the experience, or the absence of the experience of love, fully experienced through a process of being human on this particular planet. When this is mastered through the relationship with self, this will mirror out into the cosmos, into the universe, and ensure the ascension and evolutionary process of all of creation. This is the mighty mission of being human on this particular planet. You will all, if you so choose, amalgamate out into this destiny of being master teachers through the frequency of love, allowing the manifestation of higher realm worlds through the frequency, the building block of love. Your emotions, your emotive feelings, your human emotions of love are only a fraction of what represent only a fraction of what this energy is. As many of you are aware, your believing mental bodies and being human are moving back into service to your knowing heart, and you're learning to affect, to think with your heart in order to focus and manifest through the frequency and vibration of love. The mission is always being able to return to love. Does that help you, dear one?
Well, it does, and that's so consistent with what Uriel says here in this piece. It is our divine destiny to evolve into we consciousness in order to create a new world paradigm of equality, harmony, and balance.
And we ask you, where is the equality, harmony, and balance in your world today? Only through that building community, through world service of equality, harmony, and balance, can you complete your commission, your mission. You will go into initially that healed relationship with self, an equal, harmonious, balanced relationship with self, mirrored out to others, which will mirror out into world service, which will mirror out into solipsistic service, which will mirror out to a galactic service, which will mirror out into universal service.
Well, that's a wonderful question. Where indeed is the equality, harmony, and balance? We see so much chaos and conflict, and just watching the United States, the campaigns going on for the president, especially with on the Republican side, it is anything but equality, harmony, and balance.
It is all the clearing and cleansing that needs to take place in order to gain the trust of the relationship with self, that you are all divine beings, dear one, having this human experience at the foundation, the core of that is love, through the amalgamated, integrated energies of we 12 star systems assisting you. And everything that's coming up through the upheaval and the chaos and all of your systems, and we can discuss each one individually if you so choose, are a process that you have chosen. You are, in effect, allowing the collapse of the old to build a new paradigm of equality, harmony, and balance, to support through we, in concert with we of the 12 star systems, your evolutionary process to transmute, to ascend in a higher frequency of existence. In effect, for this particular planet to become a star, become a body of light, and you within and upon this body to be the same, for you to transmute into your body of light, dear one. Does that help you?
Yes, you use the phrase it is demonstrating the collapse of the old. In many ways, that's been going on for a number of years. I guess the most one of the most examples of that right now is the chaos and conflict that's been going on in the Middle East, where old regimes have dissolved and new people are challenging the old order, et cetera, and it's conflict and war and killing.
And a lot of that has to predicate on the fact that humanity originally seeded in that particular geographical region. So through the manipulation of humanity's genes and chakras over millennia, and really understanding the true evolutionary path and how humanity was manipulated, you're having an intense healing and cleansing process in that particular world, which has actually been going on for quite some time. You are aware of it because of the cyberspace communications and some of your improved transportation systems that allow you to be aware of it almost instantaneously as to what is taking place. That is the reason that the archangelic realm of Uriel gifted humanity with cyberspace, the Ethernet, which is a fourth dimensional sequence of communication allowing you to bypass the 3D form of communication, which is often controlled by hidden forces.
Well, there are just tens of thousands of people being killed, women and children. I mean, it's pretty horrific. So I guess it's hard for us to see that this is a healing process. But of course, we always have that image of the phoenix rising out of the ashes. So can you kind of help us understand how this is a healing process?
What you're not seeing with these individuals who are being killed is a karmic dance and connection between the killer and the one being killed, and how their souls are being released through the physical death process to allow them to continue their ascension process in a more forthright, accelerated way. There's actually a cosmic connection, a karmic connection, if you will, to the killer, and in your language, the killee, that is taking place, which is often not seen. Having said this, this in no way rationalizes the behavior or the desire to prevent the killing, dear ones.
That was such an interesting statement. It was very vivid, the karmic dance between the killer and the killed. That is something that we don't see and we don't understand, really.
But we see it. We see the release of the energetic bodies or the soul bodies of these individuals who are being killed, who have incarnated into a particular physical situation, geopolitical or economic or whatever it might be, and there's actually no place for them to go. But they karmically chose that experience, dear ones, to have that experience, whether it's conscious or unconscious, prior to coming to this particular planet. That is a wisdom that's also being missed.
So there's some sort of a karmic agreement between the killer and the killed.
Always, dear ones.
Always.
Through the concept of there are no accidents, there are no coincidences.
And the agreement occurs because it is somehow healing for their own cosmic journey and individually and also in terms of the path of mankind?
It can sometimes be a contribution to the evolutionary path of humanity. The fact that they have chosen, in your language, to be a victim or to be killed or to be murdered. But please understand, dear ones, all is in divine order. There are no accidents. There are no coincidences. Every single thing that takes place in your 3D world has a divine reason and order to it. You're beginning to evolve as a species to begin to understand this. When you fully understand it through the increase of your consciousness and your frequencies and your building communities of equality, harmony, and balance, you will actually conquer the last hurdle of humanity, which is physical death.
Well, just to help our listeners truly understand the meaning of all this conflict and the really horrific experience going on here, help explain what the divine reason and order is here that's coming from this.
Some of the individuals, or many of the individuals who are perpetuating what you call horrific acts, have lost their hopelessness. They are in a situation of no equality, no harmony, no balance, no hope. As a result of that, they feel within their acting out, the only solution is to have a radicalized behavior. And that can often include killing themselves or killing another. It is a path that they have chosen within their process of being human. It is a clearing and a cleansing process of humanity for those who are at that point on their evolutionary path. Remember, dear ones, each and every one of you are unique. You are not all on your soul plan path, your evolutionary path at the same place. Some of you are infants, some of you are children, some of you are young adults, some of you are adults, some of you are elders. Some of you are in the process of making transitions to a higher frequency existence. You're all at different points and paths. It's why, within the final 2,000-year cycle of this particular planet, which began in 2012, you will finalize your ascension process either now or later.
So a lot of this radical behavior that we're seeing acting out is really the response of these people to the inequality they're experiencing and the imbalances in their societies, and they're angry and they're striking out.
They see no other recourse. They see a system that does not include them. And it is a way, even if they are just physically destroyed or destroying others, to express their anger, to express their trapped rage, dear one. So if humanity is truly looking for a solution to the cause and effect of this behavior, rather than attempting to bomb it away, begin to ask yourselves, if you so choose, through your freedom of choice and freedom of will, what caused these individuals to join these forces, to behave this way? What was the condition of their lives at that particular point? Were they being given opportunity? Were they seen as equal? Or were they subjugated and separated and felt not included?
Truth Frequency Radio is your number one source for news and information without the hate, hype, and fear. We are proud to bring you cutting-edge programs like The Rundown Live with Mike and Kristen, Waking Up the Masses with Robert Bruce, The Covert Report with Susan Lindahl, Your DIY Health with Jim Rapp, Down the Rabbit Hole with Popeye, The Christopher Everard Show, Real Politics with Professor James Tracy, Agent for Truth with Joe Bannister, and dozens more. Did you know you can listen from any computer, mobile device, or from any telephone by dialing 832-225-5308. Or call into your favorite show toll-free at 866-37-TRUTH. Uncensored talk and news you won't hear in the mainstream media. 24 hours a day. Truth Frequency Radio. Wherever you are, make it TFR. Truth Frequency Radio.
Hey, Big Mouth. Yeah, you. Listen, I want you to put the word out on the street. Tell your coworkers, your family, your paisanos, that my good friend, Joe Joseph, is doing a good thing here. He's sticking his neck out for me, for Sil, and for all the people in the world. Isn't that right, Sil?
He's part of the family now, D.
That's what I thought. So tune in to him right here on Freedom Link, Monday through Friday, exclusively on the Truth Frequency Radio. Yeah, they're watching you. Big deal. They're watching me, too. They're watching everybody. So grow some cojones and give them something to watch and listen to. Make them earn it. Give them paperwork until they choke. That's right. I know you won't let me down. So you're going to put the word out about my good friend, Joe Joseph, right? Good. Now do me a favor and get out of here.
The Coral Bay Domain is an exclusive community for people with an environmental consciousness and self-sustaining spirit. It will be the Caribbean's first totally green and off-the-grid residential development. This development showcases doing more with less and energy freedom. The community is located in Coral Bay on the island of St. John in the Virgin Islands. It will consist of 16 residential units in 8 duplexes. Each unit is a geodesic dome with electricity supplied by a vertical wind generator for each unit and a shared solar array. Please visit www.domain-llc.com. for more information.
You know, a lot of this chaos seems to be reflecting out in a very visible way what's going on in the world economies, as reflected by the markets, the chaos in the oil markets. And no one would have predicted that oil would go from over $100 a barrel down to its current levels of under 30. And the stock markets have been almost imploding in many places around the world, and we've been shaken here in the United States as well. Is what we're experiencing on the economic front a reflection of a lot of the underlying chaos we've been talking about among peoples?
There are two factors taking place. First of all, humanity cannot continue using the forms of energy that they're using, which are depleting the actual organs of the planet, such as coal and gas and coal and minerals and water and air. Those are the organs of the planet that keep this conscious being alive. You're in the process of connecting with free electromagnetic energies, which actually have to do with the photon particles coming from your closest star, your sun, and allowing these energies to be available to all. This will be a game changer within your financial systems. What you're experiencing within your final systems is a lack of trust of the old, of what you call your central banks, of what you call your monetary systems, of what you call the organizations and individuals who supposedly have been safeguarding your monetary systems. So through this lack of trust, you are seeing chaos, sometimes panic. But all of this is a death spiral of the old in order to create a new system that can and will embrace, if you so choose, equality, harmony, and balance, dear one. Does that help you?
Yeah, you referred to that the death spiral of the old. We had a recent spiritual reading from the feminine energies that told us that in fact was unfolding right now. And that over the next year to year and a half, we would be experiencing a lot of economic chaos that would be reflecting what you just said, where a lot of the systems that serve the few and are defined by duality would be imploding.
Will go up and down. It will go up and down because the hidden forces that are controlling your financial systems, that some of you are aware of and many of you are not, will attempt to see it as it goes down, as a buying opportunity in your language, which will bolt it to go up, which will deceive others to get back into it in order for it to go down again. So you will see some hidden controlled up and downs for an extended period of time before the final collapse.
But a final collapse is coming.
And we are not of the astral realms to tell you when that is. That is not our responsibility. It is your responsibility to experience the ups and downs of it and choose to make another choice for your self-empowerment of self, your loving relationship with self, if you so choose.
Well, let's talk about why the collapse is really necessary, because a lot of our audience probably is trying to absorb this and understand it for the first time. Why is this collapse necessary?
It is a part of your evolutionary path to ascend, to transmute into a higher frequency of existence, to affect and effect become light. Your planet has initiated the evolutionary path. Most planets have an ascension process of returning from density into their light form and becoming a star. Thus, in turn, each and everything within and upon the body of that particular planet transmuting into a star of light must become light, must become of the same frequency, or they could not survive within that existence. So it was your planet herself, your mother Gaia, your planet Earth, whose ascension process has begun. Thus, the process of humanity upon and with her body is in process as well, dear one. Does Does that help you?
Right, and we can only become light when we do create a new paradigm of equality, harmony, and balance.
Exactly, dear one. Exactly.
Which is what love is about.
Can you imagine if your world as it presently exists continued for eternity? You would most likely destroy yourselves and your planet as well. Dear ones, within your non-recorded history, there have been many holocausts on the surface of this particular planet. It is the reason there are inner-Earth civilizations in the fifth dimensional format in this particular planet, because the surface itself became not livable for life forms as you have known it. This will not be allowed within this final process. There would be and will be an intervention of higher realms if that takes place. Most recently, in your almost recorded history, that took place within your advanced civilizations of Atlantis. They had technology. They had the technology and ability to destroy the planet as they warred with other factions upon the surface of the planet. And the fact that they had the ability to destroy the planet, a dispensation was received to destroy them before they destroyed the evolutionary path of this planet to become light and love. Does that help you?
So none of us in the past, none of the civilizations of the past have been able to create a world paradigm of equality, harmony, and balance?
Not completely.
Not completely.
Many, 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 through the connection of the higher realms, such as direct connection with the star realms, with the ascended mastership realms, with the archangelic realms, with the inner earth realms, achieved tremendous advanced civilizations through their connection to these higher frequencies. You have remnants of it with some of your temples and some of your ruins that still exist that you cannot figure out how they were built, the levitation and the frequency, the vibration, the technology that was available to these civilizations. But their demise came as a result of their disconnect from the higher realms. They felt that the mental body could do it a better way. They were given that choice to the human freedom of choice and freedom of will, which we or no one else can interrupt. And they came to an end, dear one.
Perhaps you can explain for our audience develop the theme I'm about to express, because my understanding of why the Earth has been such a unique experiment is because it is the first time that 12 star seeds came together to seed one planet and trying to work through this diversity and the differences that represents to create a world paradigm of equality, harmony, and balance is an unparalleled kind of challenge. Is that true?
Most planets are influenced by one star system. So you have had an integration of 12, and we of the Council of 12 oversee this. As a result of these energies from these 12 systems coming in, it has expressed itself within diversity. The races that you have, the languages that you have, the different cultures that you have, the different religions that you have, the different belief, often erroneous belief systems that you have, all of these are amalgamated and sometimes corrupted energies from these 12 star systems. So remember, you chose to be a part of this divine, unique experience called planet Earth, to bring these 12 together in order to create a 13 star system and to bring the frequency of that star system out into creation, out into the universe, the multiverse, if you will, in order to support the love and expansion and growth of creation, dear one.
Now, could you explain to our audience what role the United States, the formation of the United States played in this? Because my understanding is that for the first time, the idea of equality was grounded into the founding of a country where we could begin to move forward to create a new world paradigm of equality, harmony, and balance. What role did the United States play in this?
Through we of the Council and the Archangelic Realms and some ascended masterships, your founding fathers channeled, if you will, connected with all of the truths and mistruths on this particular planet through past and present governments and religions and organizations who attempted to control the planet, attempted to control something they did not create. As a result of that, they received from we higher realms a doctrine or doctrines of information that would ensure the creation of equality, harmony, and balance, which, needless to say, has not been fully manifested on this particular planet. So it was the mission, the sole plan, if you will, of what you have come to call the United States of America, to be the facilitator of these truths, of taking this electromagnetic vibration and energy of equality, harmony, balance through these doctrines that were received and amalgamate them and transfer them and transition them out into the world. What has happened in your recent recorded histories is there have been a corruption of that within the guises of creating democracy and bringing democracy out into the world when you have not even fully created democracy within the United States yet. You do not have equality, harmony, and balance for all of the diversified reasons of being human that you chose are in place. As soon as that is fully factored, if you will, and that allows the creation of a higher frequency vibration, that will go out into the world and be a way path, a way showing through being a light worker of creating a true world of equality, harmony, and balance, assisting your ascension into light. Does that help you?
Yes. Before I ask you any questions about the current political state of the United States, so you're saying that our founding fathers were inspired to create the founding documents that are really the pillar of our democratic society.
They received this information from we of the higher realms. Dear ones, most often your brains are a receiver, not an originator. But the mental body, the ego has a mental body, thinks that it has created it. All of your advancements have been the result of individuals and collective organizations receiving information that would allow your advancement, be it electricity, be it the photon, electromagnetic energy that we're talking about, being certain discoveries that allowed you to improve the quality of your life in order to factor in more grace and ease within the evolutionary path of being human, since there has been so much pain moved into long-term suffering within this process. Does that help you?
Well, it's very easy for me to believe that these men were inspired, because when you look at their backgrounds and the wisdom that's contained in the documents, it's an astonishing leap.
Read the documents, dear one. Go into them. Begin to connect with the higher realm energy factors within the words that are being spoken. And see, dear ones, if the inspiration of these words allow you to transform. It is one thing to be inspired. It is another to take the inspiration and transform it. Allow the words within these documents, dear ones, to be more than inspiration. You have many motivational speakers on your planet. Many of you go to spiritual activities and you are inspired, which is a good thing, dear ones. But it is time, if you so choose, to take the inspiration and allow it to transform your reality. Do you understand?
Yes. You know, as we look at the history of the evolution of the United States from its early beginnings, we have cycles, like I guess everything else does, where there's cycles of great humanity and cycles of repression. We have a war where we, and periods when we try to enslave people, and then there's a period to try to free them. And every so often, a great figure will arise. And of course, the easy one to remember is Abraham Lincoln. There probably have been others. What can you say about some of the leadership that has sprung forth, that has kind of lifted us out of the darkness?
They've often had visitations from entities of higher realms, or have received information through sound or vision that has inspired them. And through their soul plans, they have chosen and been chosen to receive this information, as the channel that we're coming through has chosen and been chosen as a part of this divine soul's plan to be a messenger of this particular information and other information. You're all in the process, as it was read to you earlier, dear ones, of becoming multidimensional, of experiencing your 3D, yes, but also transcending it into the 4D, which is a disembodied experience of the 3D, and beyond that, into 5D, where the wisdoms and the teachings and the tools that are needed to transmute from inspiration into transformation take place, dear one. Does that help you?
Yes, I'm assuming that Abraham Lincoln was certainly one. I'm just wondering who else you might cite as being any leaders we've had that have been inspired by the divine realms.
Dear one, it is not for us to name them. It is for you to identify them. Which of these individuals throughout your history have inspired you, who have made a shift, who have made a change, who were not afraid to put their life on the line to affect that change? Just connect with that inspiration and see what names come together. How did one individual, against insurmountable odds, begin the creation of this particular United States of America? Dear ones, you have never been alone, and you have never done it alone, and you never will do it alone. It is only the imprisonment of the mental body that you think you have done this alone. Do you think your Washington was alone? Do you think your Martin Luther King was alone? Do you think the individuals who invented or discovered something that transformed the whole existence of humanity, that took you out of darkness into light, into the discovery of electricity, were alone? No, dear ones, you are never alone. You will never be alone.
So just as you said that we have to go back and make our own decisions as to who those figures might be, so we have to do that today in our current times. And of course, we're looking at the political campaigns right now. And
how do you do that, dear ones? So how do you know which ones presently exist? What are the tools that have been gifted within you? Let's just quickly review that once again, dear ones. It is your resonance, your internal gyro system of your resonance, how you feel about something from your heart, and how you think about it, how you discern about it through your mental body. Dear ones, take this internal gyro system, your resonance and your discernment, and you decide who is moving inspiration to transformation.
Well, it's right there to be seen in the presidential debates. We have the Republican candidates that are talking about building walls to keep the Mexicans out and keeping Muslims out and getting rid of any young children and immigrants that we say are not legal, and on and on and on, and confrontation and separation.
But dear ones, let us be careful not to shame and blame those individuals who might be showing us darkness so that we can see the light, who might be showing us the absence of something so through our resonance of discernment we can make another choice. They too are players on the stage, dear one. Can you see?
I can see that. So kind of help us with that.
See the divine order of what is taking place. You would not know light if there wasn't darkness. You would not know right if there wasn't wrong. You wouldn't know feminine if there wasn't masculine. You wouldn't know problem if there wasn't solution. Dear ones, they're all aspects of the same thing. It's all part of the oneness game, isn't it? You're all beginning to see that this is all a way that you've chosen to learn what you need to learn. And remember, dear ones, we of the 12 star seeds are filtering and factoring our energies into you. You're just becoming more conscious of our presence and other higher realm presences. It doesn't mean it hasn't always been there. It is a cosmic dance, a divine dance of how you have chosen to learn. Does that help you, dear ones?
Well, let's talk about those energies that you're that are.
Excuse me, Joel. We have about 5 minutes left, just to let you know.
Okay, thanks. Because the Uriel piece is really talking about these energies, and they're going to be addressed 1 month at a time. So, can you tell us about these energies and how they are helping to raise mankind's consciousness?
Each of these civilizations, if you will, the star realms, went through an evolutionary process, not unlike your own, to become advanced and return to light. But they have certain responsibilities and frequencies and vibrations of information which assist you as the reason this council came together in the creation of this particular planet. We're going to identify them, not all at once, but you're familiar with many of the names, for each month, so that you will be within the full cycle and presence of that energy at that particular Earth time. And it will allow a deeper amalgamation and integration of that particular star energy at that particular month, as has been reviewed, the Sirius star energy of January, masculine and assertive, affecting change. You're seeing that revealed within the systems that we have just discussed. And now you're going into the gentler feminine energy or the Palladian energy. You'll also move into different energies as you move into your calendar, into March, April, and on. And you'll begin to see the interrelationship of the 12 systems at the end of the year. You'll begin to see some energetic pieces of the puzzle coming together to understand the divine plan of this particular planet, the divine plan of you choosing to come here and to be here. It is this consciousness, it is this awareness that will allow you to transcend the upheaval and the chaos. Does that help you?
I could understand how the consciousness would help us do that. Are there any practices you would recommend to us to kind of benefit even more powerfully from the assistance we're getting energetically?
Connect with your multidimensionality through becoming silent, through whatever modality you choose that to be, whether it's a form of exercise, a form of being in nature, a form of focusing upon your breath, whatever avenue that you choose. And allow yourself to know that you are more than the frequency you reside in. You are more than your emotions, which create your thoughts, which create your physicality, and the imbalances within your physicality, creating disease, creating pain, going into long-term suffering. Realize that when you go to sleep at night, you move into another frequency existence, and it is your destiny to move further into that, and many of you already have. And allow these energies to come in, to listen to them, to write them down, to share them. You're all divine messengers of higher realms. That is the reason you've chosen to be here. The individual that we're coming through now, the divine soul we're coming through now, is simply a way shower, as many of you are. You're all destined to connect to the higher realms. And we, in concert, to lead you into your higher state of consciousness, into oneness.
You know, everything you just said kind of feeds into a statement you made earlier that the present state of humanity is a teaching tool.
Yes, dear one. A tool that you have chosen. And can you accept that? And can you take responsibility for that? And through the acceptance of it, the compassionate acceptance of it, forgive yourself for having chosen to learn this way. It was the only way humanity could transcend itself back into oneness. From whence you came.
Well, it certainly would be valuable to keep this concept of the teaching tool in mind as we experience this economic chaos and we're watching the panorama of these candidates attacking each other for
election. Let your mantra be, let your mantra be, dear ones. It is all in divine order. It is all in divine order. It is all in divine order. And so it is.
Well, that's a very powerful mantra to keep. Thank you for that. John, how much time do we have?
Joe, we have about a minute left.
Okay, is there anything you would like to say or ask about Jonah?
I'm sorry, go ahead.
Tier one, ask about your soul plan and your endeavor.
Ask about your what they're suggesting is that you ask about your soul plan and the starseed endeavor of the radio.
Okay, how does my specific soul plan interact with the starseed radio and from the teaching that you just gave?
Dear one, the reason you have resonated with the name starseed is because you have identified with the star system that you came from, the Arcturian star system that you came from. As a result of that, you have created this divine endeavor to bring the truths of the higher, realms out. It is no accident, it is no coincidence that you've connected with this particular endeavor, the Angel News Network, or it is no accident, it is no coincidence that this Council of 12, the Starseed Council of 12, is introducing ourselves through this medium you call Starseed Radio. It is time to realize, dear ones, you are all much more than being human. You are magnificent star beings on an evolutionary path of being human to connect to the oneness of all that there is. Dear one, that is your soul plan. That is the soul plan of many of your listeners and the participants within your programs. So be it, dear one.
Thank you, Starseed Council of 12, for joining us. It was
Thank
a wonderful
you.
Program.
Attention. Do not attempt to adjust your radio. We are in control of it. It is no surprise to anyone listening to this broadcast that the alternative media has been controlled by corporate opportunists for the last decade. The truth you are seeking cannot be found with people who have agreed to use their talk network as a flea market. The mission to wake up humanity is far more important than the profits they hope to gain by diluting your consciousness. As such, you are tasked with shifting the paradigm, and sending the message that the minds of independent thinkers like you can no longer be controlled. TFR is the only 100% listener-supported station, and the last beacon of unadulterated truth. You too can become part of this media revolution by becoming a TFR supporter today to ensure that truth continues to prevail over corporate greed. Together, we are your protection from deception.
Oh, hi everybody. I'm a Republican. I'm running for President of the United States of America. You may have heard that my liberal opponent grants amnesty to illegal immigrants. Well, I personally have gone down to the Rio Grande to puncture holes in raft boats trying to get across my border. She has repeatedly voted to extend welfare benefits to single mothers and supports funding for Planned Parenthood and women's clinics. Whereas I've done everything to shut down any women's health center, regardless of what they offer. Why should we give benefits to godless whores who can't keep their legs together? And speaking of God, you know there's something wrong with this country when some atheist, who's a woman, who's probably a lesbian, can openly run for president. Now on November 6th, you make sure and vote for me, the real American. Not this imposter whose name I can't even pronounce because I speak English. I'm your Republican candidate, and I approve this message.
Funded by Texas Fags. Texas Families Against Gay Sex.
Hey, you. Yeah, you. You like listening.